Our reading is from the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verses 12 through 31. Brothers, I entreat you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You did me no wrong. You know it was because of a bodily ailment that I preached the gospel to you at first, and though my condition was a trial to you, you did not scorn or despise me, but received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What then has become of the blessing you felt? For I testify to you that, if possible, you would have gouged out your eyes and given them to me. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? They make much of you, but for no good purpose. They want to shut you out, that you may make much of them. It is always good to be made much of for a good purpose, and not only when I am present with you, my little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. I wish that I could be present with you now and change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. You tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear, break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband." Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time, he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Brian Lazeman, St. John Lutheran Church, Bath and Salem, Chandlersville, Illinois.
Grace and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In order to reveal the difference between living under the law or living by the gospel, Paul uses an illustration known to the church of the mothers of Abraham's children. He writes, "Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother." We have all heard people say, "You get what you pay for," or, "Nothing in this world is free." These sayings reveal how hard it is for human beings to trust or believe a gift can be without conditions or with no strings attached. Actually, this was behind the problem facing the Galatians. Someone had infiltrated the congregation and convinced them that Paul's teaching of freedom through the gospel really didn't mean free. Someone told them that they weren't fully Christians until they observed Jewish ceremonial law. For this reason, Paul asks them, "Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law?" When Paul says under the law, he means to live trying to fulfill the law. Just previous to this, he writes, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law." The point was, why are you trying to fulfill what Christ has already done? The truth is, the Galatians were struggling with something Christians face every day. Every person's sinful nature cannot understand or accept something that is free. And for that reason, the sinful nature also gravitates toward the law. And consequently, the sinful nature attempts to earn God's favor by observing the law, and worse, it blindly thinks it can. So, to explain this, Paul says, now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. There is a little word here that helps us understand what is different about the gospel. That little word is above. Paul says, the Jerusalem above is free. The message of the gospel does not make sense to the sinful nature or the world because it doesn't come from here. Rather, it comes from above, from God. This is also why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again, which also can be translated as born from above. That means born in a way not of this world, but from God. This is both a great comfort to us and at the same time reveals the struggle of being, as Paul says, children of promise. In fact, the word promise also expresses the same thing. This word in the Greek literally means above message or message from above. So, unbelievers, or as Paul says, the children of Hagar and the children of earthly Jerusalem, think in an earthly way, according to their sinful flesh, and as a result, attempt to earn God's favor by observing the law. Not so for the children of God. We are children of the free woman and of God's promise. Our identity as God's children does not depend on what we do, but comes from above as we are born from above through our baptism. As God's word from above reveals what Jesus has done for us, and as Jesus Christ is formed within us through the living word and sacrament, we are children of promise, saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Brian Laceman for today's meditation on God's word.